I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The search continues for at least 170 people still missing from the July 4th flash floods in Texas Hill Country.
Search crews and volunteers continue to scour miles along the Guadalupe River in Texas for those still missing in flooding. In Ingram, Andrews County Assistant Fire Marshal Jeremy Prophet says they have enough volunteers, but crews have to take turns searching.
Now, those obviously the treacherous work that they're doing.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott says they're still concerned about who may have been missing in the popular tourist destination, the Hill Country, over the July 4th weekend. Some visitors may not have registered at camps or hotels, and they may have been in the area without anyone knowing. I'm Donna Water.
The Trump administration reveals a sweeping military policy change. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
According to a video released Thursday afternoon by the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered a sweeping overhaul of the military drone strategy, calling for accelerated modernization, expanded production, and the elimination of regulations that could hinder innovation. Under the directives in a new Pentagon memo, commanders across all branches of the armed forces will have the authority to procure and test drones independently. The policy also aims to slash red tape, allowing for expedited training and testing processes. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Los Angeles Fire Department says 31 construction workers are safely out of an industrial tunnel that partially collapsed. The workers on Wednesday night were 400 feet underground and near the coast, as much as 6 miles away from the only entrance. Some had to scramble over a tall mound of debris to squeeze out. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 192 points, the Nasdaq rose 19, the S&P up by 17. This is SRN News. The governor of Missouri has signed a batch of education laws.
Republican Mike Keogh put his signature on one particular measure that keeps Christian clubs and colleges and universities from being forced to allow people who are non-believers into leadership positions. Alliance Defending Freedom is cheering the legislation, saying, quote, "Universities should encourage freedom of speech and religion, not shut it down. That includes safeguarding the ability of belief-based student organizations to associate with those who align with the organization's mission." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital Los Angeles will be closing this month. It's the country's biggest public provider of sex change operations for children. In response to the Trump administration's threat to cut federal funds to places that perform such interventions on kids under the age of 18, the center will be closing its doors on July 22nd. This is SRN News. A Rhode Island man is accused of threatening President Trump and other government officials.
The U.S. Attorney's Office of Rhode Island announced the arrest of 37-year-old Carl Montague on Wednesday. Officials say he threatened to kill President Trump, United States Attorney General Pam Bondi, and White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller. Officials say the man made the threats in a profanity-laced posting on Truth Social. He's facing a number of charges, including threats against the president. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Tesla's scheduled an annual shareholders meeting for November, one day after the electric vehicle company came under pressure from major shareholders to do so. Billionaire Elon Musk's company said in a regulatory filing on Thursday that the meeting will be held on November 6th. A group of more than 20 Tesla shareholders said it needed to provide public notice of the annual meeting. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.